This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 56 for Friday, September 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Friday due to commercial demand and interest from spec funds, says a trader. Also, there is significant spillover from the Chicago soy complex. The November canola contract is up $7.60 at $5.1740 per ton. The January contract is up $7.50 at $5.2480 per ton. With slow harvest progress across the prairies, the trader says the markets are wondering where the canola crop will end up. There's the belief canola production this year will be below what Stats Canada projected. The federal agency will shed some light on this when it issues its principal field crop report on Monday. The Canadian dollar is lower at 75.77 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 75.98. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending September 6th are nearly 411,000 tons. Canola exports are 169,000 tons, and domestic usage is almost 164,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture released its September supply and demand estimates and its crop production report today. The USDA is dropping its forecast for the soybean carryover by 24.6% from August to now 460 million bushels. Soybean yields go from 53.3 bushels per acre to 51.9. Corn yields are down 1.8% to 178.5 bushels per acre. Corn ending stocks are forecast to decrease 9.2% to 2.5 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract is up 18.5 cents at $9.96 per bushel. October soy oil is up almost 0.6 of a cent at 33.61 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $7.20 at $3.1990 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Friday, with the December contract up 3.5 cents at 368.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at 270.5 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Friday. Chicago December is down 6 at 542. Kansas City December is down 3 at 471. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 3.5 at 532. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 11th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.